hot, short, and not so sweet today all the way through your weekend with record-breaking temperatures today looking at about 90. The record is 89, set back in 1991. The average high temperature in the mid-70s this time of year, about 76 degrees, and then an even hotter weekend. Remarkably hot, quite honestly, for this time of year. A high of 92 tomorrow and 93 on Sunday would break the record for the date of 89 degrees set in 2009 and 1991, respectively. But even more impressive would break the all-time March record high temperature of 91 degrees that was established just a few days ago when we hit 91 on Wednesday. But we also will likely see temperatures in some inland spots. When you get west of I-95, may hit 95 on Sunday. That's hot any time of the year, but especially in late March. Now, the humidity still won't be terribly oppressive, but those temperatures are hot. So, headed into the weekend, and of course, it's a different kind of weekend with social distancing. People are still trying to get outside, but have to keep their distance and whatnot. A lot of people might be trying to fish. Golf courses are still open, and you can certainly social distance on the golf course. People are jogging, riding their bikes, whatever the case may be. Stay hydrated. Lots of water and lots of sunscreen this weekend. Plenty of sunscreen. Apply and reapply. You might be mowing the lawn. Just take it extra carefully this weekend as those temperatures soar to some 20 degrees, or at least very close to that, above average. You know, by the end of the month, which is already early next week, on Tuesday is March 31st, we will have had, the way it looks, five 90-degree days. Typically, in an average year, we have only nine 90-degree days by Memorial Day, by May 31st. So that gives you an idea of just how excruciatingly hot it has been this month. And we're headed, of course, we're not even close to summertime. We average 82 90-degree days, and at this pace, goodness gracious, we'll have a heck of a lot more than that. So we'll see how things go. But a hot weekend, so just be extra careful. Lots of sunscreen, lots of water, as I said. And if you are headed to the St. Johns County beaches, just realize the parking lots are closed. So first of all, it's going to be difficult to get to where you want to go. But it will be a good beach weekend. Just again, the sunburn times will be low, down around 20 minutes or so. Water temperatures are very comfortable, quite honestly, for this early in the season, up around 70 degrees. Ought to be at about 60 to 65 this time of year. Seas will be about 2 to 3 feet, with maybe an occasional 4-footer at high tide, but not a whole lot of wave action. And an offshore wind for a good part of both days will mean temperatures even at the beaches will be warm, especially Sunday. Low to mid-80s for tomorrow at the beaches, and mid to upper 80s, could even touch 90 on Sunday all the way to the coast. So it's a hot stretch right through the weekend. Now, winds will shift to off the Atlantic. Offshore winds over the weekend will become onshore, in other words, by Monday. So we'll drop the temperatures slightly, but not much. Still highs in the 80s. And then on Tuesday, we get that storm system approaching that I've been talking about all week long. It's a cold front. Now, there's not a lot of opportunity for rain with this as far as anything beyond a band of showers and a few scattered thunderstorms, the way it looks Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But it's better than nothing at all. So that's our next best chance for any rain of any consequence, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. And then more importantly, the temperatures will drop after that. It looks like highs Wednesday and Thursday could very well only be in the 70s, and that will feel a lot more comfortable, even though that's just about where we ought to be this time of year, and nighttime lows that would dip well down into the 50s. And by then, most of the oak pollen will be done, so we can open up the windows at night and let Mother Nature cool us off quite a bit. I've been, again, showing you how you can build weather instruments at home, sort of a home weather school 101, if you will, from the First Alert Weather Center. And it's building a barometer this morning I've been showing on Action News Jackson, also posted on my Facebook fan page. You can check it out at Mike First Alert. Have a great, safe weekend. Be kind, hang in there, and be strong. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.